innercitygeeks.net. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 251. And joining me today, we got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much, man. Just here, hanging in here, living the life. How you doing, man?
Good. Just chilling. More cat stuff. Yeah, I haven't been on. We didn't have an episode last week, and I wasn't on last time.
Right.
I had like four more kittens on the balcony, and I a mom cat finally came back, but I had to put him out front because I can't have him in the back. And I just keep an eye on him. Other than that, everything's pretty cool. I haven't really just been doing a lot of reading. I didn't really watch anything. Oh, and I started playing. I get these weird fucking like. Ideas to like play older shit, and I picked up Marvel Ultimate Alliance number one. Nice. I think it's from like 2006, right around from, like, when PlayStation Iron Man 2. Yeah, right around when the first Iron Man came out, and it's really good. Surprisingly, like, it holds up really well, but some of the stuff in it is actually like pre MCU, so it's like the white guy, Nick Fury, and Russian accent, Black Widow, and a bunch of other stupid things I completely forgot about until I started playing the game again.
It's the straight from the comics. No alternate universe, no nothing.
Yeah, and it's actually, like I said, it holds up really well. It's a mindless kind of game. You just gotta keep like running around bashing shit and, you know, mashing buttons, but it's a lot of fun. And I think that's pretty much mostly what I've been playing. As far as watching stuff, Bad Batch has been pretty good. Okay. I think that's about it. We're going to talk about whatchamacallit at the end. But yeah, it's been a pretty quiet couple of weeks. Just, you know, getting ready for summer to start and all that. Having a couple of misadventures in the dating world, but that's a whole other story. I'm good, chilling, feeling good.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm glad you're here today, man. It's been like I said, like we've said, it's been a while, so glad to have you back. As for me, this week I can pretty much say, I guess last week too, because last week we didn't record either. But we had the children here last week, that's why I didn't record last week. But besides having the kids here and stuff, it's been interesting the last couple of weeks, because something that I haven't spoken about is the fact that, like, I started going to the gym, started doing stuff other than just, you know, just the yogas and stuff. And it's a bit of an experience. Like, I've never really had a gym membership. I've never really done anything outside of just, you know, doing shit here at home. And being that shit is pretty much open and I'm completely vaccinated, so I figured, why the fuck not? Go to the gym. Go do what I got to do and try to get on the better side of things. You know, it's fun.
Like, man. Like, you're almost gonna be 40, man. Like, you gotta start taking care of ourselves the older we get.
Yeah. I got a couple more. I got about another year and a half until 40. So, I'm trying to get there, you know, better than I was in my 30s. So,
and I gotta say, I'm proud of you, man, because you lost so much weight.
Thank you, man. You kept it off,
and you did it through just diet. Yeah, like not even exercise, just do diet, which I thought was kind of nuts. But yeah, like, I seen you lose a lot of weight. The other thing, you just reminded me, I got fucking vaccinated. I went to Walmart, and I was like, the first time I was in a store without a mask. Sorry, like, I hate to step on your toes, but yeah, like, I got back. We both got vaccinated like the same time.
Yeah.
We're fully vaccinated. It's been 2 weeks since we got the second shot, so we're good to go. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh yeah, man. It feels good to actually, you know, not have to, you know, wear the mask and stuff. But, you know, there are places of course that I'm gonna wear, just, you know, just for the hell of it, just for not necessarily for shits and giggles, but just to, you know, to appease the crowd, to make sure that, you know, keep everybody else from complaining and being Karens about not having us wearing masks and shit.
No, I agree. But no, I mean, I had it in my pocket. Like, if they would have told me to put it on, I would have put it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be one of those things where I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't want to wear a mask. No, I don't have it in my pocket and shit. Like, at the gym, like, at the gym, they say pretty much, like, yo, if you're comfortable wearing a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It's one of those things. It's like, because secondly, at this point, like, it's, they're like, yo, like, when you're running around doing all the workouts and stuff, you don't need to, of course, because it's easier to breathe when you don't have it on.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they also said, like, it's optional pretty much at this point. But the people that work there, they're gonna have to wear it all the time. So
yeah, no, I mean, working out at the gym, like, and actually that's like a really nice Planet Fitness, but working out at the gym is something I have to get myself back into, because like, I need to do more cardio, and I really don't do any walking here. Like, I just do, like, you know, push-ups and crunches, yeah, and like stuff for my upper body. Mm-hmm. It's just I the last time I went was, like, you know, during the height of the coronavirus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the way people were acting in there, I was just like, yeah, I can't be around this. But now that I'm, like, vaccinated up, like, I'll start going, man. Actually, I should really start going again.
Yeah. That's another reason why I started, you know, going to the gym, too. Because, like, I'm not walking as much as I used to. I used to walk at least a mile and a half, almost 2 miles every single day. And I haven't. Since I got the car running and stuff and got the new car and stuff, like, I've just been driving everywhere and I haven't really been super active in that way. So the fact that I wake up at the same time that I would usually, especially now that they've changed my hours at work. So it makes sense to just wake up at the regular time, go do my workout, and then go to work. It's fair. It makes sense. It's the easy way to do things. It's not like, you know, it's not super difficult. It's not super crazy either. So it makes sense for me. So
yeah, you go away, I'm like dead asleep. So
it's all good. Yeah, yeah, it's all good, because you're a night owl, dude. Like, I get it.
Yeah, it's just like I've had, when I was in New York, I always had jobs where I work night hours, so it's like. And I tend to get jobs where I work night hours anyway, so it's just like I just tend to be up at night, no matter what.
That's fair. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have our days to actually be up and, you know, do things. I personally like to be up, because I'm always up during the day. So like, I go to bed semi early and I wake up earlier.
All right.
Yeah. So. As for stuff that I've been watching, because of course I've been watching shit as well. I started watching. Oh, I got through the first 5 episodes so far that they have on HBO Max. For Mayor of Easttown, that show is really fucking good.
What is that about? I keep seeing it here and there.
It is. It takes place in Philly, in the Philly area, whatever. And it basically follows Kate Winslet as she is she's a detective in his town or whatever. And there's a mystery afoot or whatever. There's somebody, basically one of the things that happened over a year ago is that, you know, a girl's pretty much been missing for over a year. The mom is trying to find her. The cops don't know what the fuck to do with it. And nothing happens with that. And then, another girl winds up getting murdered in the middle of the town. She's in the middle on a lake or whatever. And they're trying to solve both these mysteries throughout the entire thing at the same time that Kate Winslet is having issues with her family, because her family, she's in the middle of a divorce. Her son committed suicide. Her son had a kid that technically is like almost having on the midst of getting Tourette's and stuff, and it's just a whole bunch of shit that's like all piled into one show, and it's really fucking good. It's written very well, and like, it's one of those shows where it's like, holy shit, there's a lot of story in it. So the first few episodes drag a bit, but that's because they're building the characters and, you know, making you actually feel like these characters are actually real people. And they do a really good job with it. And towards, like, by the end of the fifth episode, which is the last one that I watched this week, it's fucking good. Yeah, it's really good. It takes like I said, it takes a little bit to get into it and get to, you know, a lot of the characters. It's kind of what a lot of these HBO shows have been doing as of late anyway, is that they build a lot of character development in the first few episodes, and then when it gets off, it gets off. And it gets off really well. I really enjoyed it. I really I'm glad I got into it, because it's really good. You should definitely check it out.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah. Another thing that I watched, actually, I watched this last week. I watched Antebellum on Hulu. That movie is fucking nuts.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good movie. It's one of those movies that it's hard to watch, because there are some moments that are really, really hard to watch, because, of course, it's for those that don't know, Antebellum is basically it kind of goes back in time in a way, but there's a twist to it. It goes back in time into the slave times, and there, you know, of course, there's slave owners, and, you know, there's racists and all this other shit back then, of course, but there are some cringeworthy moments in the very beginning, and it's also, it turns out to be a thriller, and like I said, there's a little bit of a twist in there, and it's a good twist. It's a good twist. Yeah, it's actually a really fun movie. I'm not, you know, going into it and giving too much detail to it, because, of course, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but it's really good. It's done really well, and Janelle Monáe, who was actually a singer as well, she's the lead actress in it, and she's actually really good in it too. And it was really, really, really good. It's a really good watch. It's on Hulu, so go check out Antebellum.
Yeah, it got spoiled for me somehow. I'm not sure how, because I didn't know about the twist, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun movie, and the twist is actually a really good twist. You're like, oh shit, okay. It's one of those twists that I didn't go in expecting it.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't expect this to turn in that direction. And I like the way they did it. They did it really well. And it's good. It's good the way they did it. It makes sense the way they did it too. And yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it's definitely worth a watch. It's good. And I think that's pretty much it for this week. That's all I've pretty much been doing. Jim, Antebellum. I'm excited to watch MODOK. Have not watched that yet.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, we have something else. We're going to be talking about Army of the Dead later on in the episode. That came out today as well. So we'll be back for that later. But before we get to that, I guess it's time to get into some geek shit, right? Yay, geek shit. This is stuff that's pretty much
stuff this week too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff actually. The first thing that I thought was fucking pretty dope was that we got the first look at Hulu's Masters of the Universe. Oh no, Netflix is actually Masters of the Universe that Kevin Smith is doing. Revelation. And it looks fucking good. It looks really fucking good. The artwork looks really good. We've already spoke about, you know, the casting and stuff for it. But as far as how it looks, it actually looks really fucking good. It looks really fun. It looks like something that I really want to watch, especially that it's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. Like, it looks fun. It looks good. The animation style looks way better than it did, of course, back in the 80s and shit like that. But it looks good. It looks fun. What do you think? I know you're not a big fan of Kevin Smith.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, that's like my big problem, man. It's the Kevin Smith thing, but it looks cool. The people who did the Castlevania cartoon on Netflix did it, and that's awesome. So it just should be really good. If it's as good as the Castlevania cartoon, it'll be fucking awesome. It's... That company really knows that company from Japan that does that animation. They really know how to do stuff. And if it's like half as good as the Castlevania one, it should be really good. I'm just not like I'm just sick of Kevin Smith. So like whatever.
That's fair. You can't, you know, not everybody can be a fan.
I mean, I also have my own reasons, but like they're personal and it's just like whatever. But it sounds cool. It looks cool. It looks great. I just, you know, just wish they didn't have that Kevin Smith stink on it, but hey.
Yeah, that's fair. That's completely fair.
The He-Man stuff that we grew up on is like really cheesy or whatever, and it's still a
classic. Oh, yeah, super cheesy. Even the Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren, that was super cheesy as fuck.
Oh, that was so bad. But like, if they can make it work, I would think that the people who did that Castlevania cartoon would make it work. Because they made the Castlevania cartoon, if you haven't seen this, definitely worth checking out, even if you're not into video games. And yeah, man, I mean, I'm glad they're doing it now instead of like, because I know there was a couple of attempts at reboots.
Mm-hmm.
It was even like a future one that was really stupid. But yeah, it looks really good.
And then they also on Netflix, they have the She-Ra series, which is not, which technically that's you know, He-Man's cousin and shit, but it doesn't look like this version of He-Man.
Yeah, no, I've seen bits and pieces of the She-Ra one. It's a different kind of animation.
Yeah, it's completely different animation. Like I watched it with the kids, of course, the first couple seasons, but yeah, it's totally different. This actually looks really good.
Like She-Ra is kind of made for girls, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like kids can watch it. Like dudes can watch it too. Like it's not like, oh my god, it's so feminine. But yeah, it does have more of the girl appeal. It does have a lot of good shit in it, though. There's a lot of cool shit in it. It's but as far as, you know, for adults, I wouldn't say it's more for like an adult type cartoon. It's still a cartoon, but it's you know, it's more towards like the younger kids, you know, the younger, like the, not necessarily teens, but like, you know, like the tweens and stuff like that.
Okay, makes sense.
It's for the younger generation, not necessarily, you know, like the older teens to the adults like we are.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Then some next shit, you know, we've been talking about Knives Out for a while already and how good a fucking movie is and how we already know that they're going to be doing two more movies coming to Netflix or whatever. But they have announced that they have a huge cast for this so far. The first one, of course, we had a bunch of fucking people in it. For this one, we got news that, of course, Dave Bautista is going to be joining the cast, which we've seen in, you know, in what we watched today, which is the Army of the Dead, as well as Ed Norton's going to be in it, which is going to be fucking cool. Haven't seen Ed Norton in quite a while. As well as Catherine Hahn, who we saw in WandaVision. Janelle Monáe, who I just spoke about, that is part of Antebellum, and Daniel Craig, of course, is going to be back in it again. This cast is pretty dope. Like, so far, so good. Like, I'm excited to see what. Of course, the story that they're going to be doing for this, because of course it's going to be a totally different story than what we saw in the first one. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do, because Knives Out is one of those. The first one, of course, was one of those movies. Like, holy shit. What are they going to do next with this? Because, of course, it was a huge twist. It was huge everything. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course, you know, it was one of my favorite movies of the last few years.
Yeah, I'm not touching it with a lightsaber. Mm-mm. I fuck Rian Johnson. Like, I know you guys liked it, but I'm not giving that motherfucker. I wouldn't even give him the satisfaction of the penny of me watching the fucking movie for free. I know about Knives Out. I've read the Wikipedia. People fucking told me to watch it, but I'm like, yeah, fuck them. Like, I made the worst Star Wars movie after George Lucas, so like, yeah, no. So I must sound like the biggest asshole today. The first two things you're talking about, but yeah, like I gotta stick to my you know,
stick to your principle. Guns.
Yeah, I gotta stick to my principle. Yeah. Of it.
It's all good. you like what you like. So, you know, we can't always, you know, love everything.
Yeah, and then next week, you know, Kevin Smith and Ryan Johnson make a movie together. Oh, really? Fucking well.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. That would be weird, but it could work. Something that came out that's really fucking cool, something that's near and dear to my heart, is of course, you know, Batman. Batman, of course, you know, has been one of those characters that, like, you know, I've loved forever. And we got news that, of course, they've been talking about doing a sequel series to the animated series, but they're going to be actually doing Batman the Animated Series, and it's going to be done by J.J. Abrams, along with Matt Reeves and Bruce Timm. And it's all coming to HBO Max. That is super fucking cool.
Looks like new Batman series. The idea and like the way they described it sounds really cool. That poster is fucking awesome. It's very like old school Batman. So it looks really good. I'm more interested that Matt Reeves is doing it, is behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I guess
they're gonna try to tie it into that as well. Because of course they're saying it's gonna be a reimagining of a lot of things, and you know, reimagining the Batman mythology, and you know, this series is gonna be pretty interesting. Because of course, you know, it's gonna be produced by J.J. Abrams, like I said, and Bruce Timm that did the actual original
Batman series,
yeah. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this.
I just want to see the animation style. Like you know, something else later. I want to see the rest of it. But if it's done in the animation style of the poster, it should be pretty cool. Yeah. That's Batman's first look. He looks like the Batman from the 1930s.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It kind of looks like the Batman they were trying to do a few years ago on The Batman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That other cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, that... It didn't really, you know, go very far because, of course, not a lot of people watched it. But this actually looks really good, and I'm excited to see, especially now that it's going to have, you know, the original dudes that, you know, the dudes that are doing a lot of Batman shit that have been doing a lot of Batman shit for a long time. Especially, you know, Bruce Timm and shit, who's done one of the best fucking animated series for Batman, period.
Yeah, Bruce Timm basically...
He reinvented Batman. He created fucking Harley Quinn.
He probably saved Batman after the 89 movie because the cartoon kind of was just so good, and it was like one of the few things we used to watch over and over again as kids. So
yeah,
and a lot of people's first exposure to Batman was that cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now to see that they actually, you know, they have, you know, HBO Max behind it, and you know, of course, Warner Brothers, of course, are there. But it's huge, and with, you know, Bad Robot and, you know, J.J. Abrams, could be interesting. Should be really cool. Very excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
And they didn't say when it's coming out, right? They just said it's
out. Yeah, it's just been announced. They didn't say when exactly it's gonna be coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, the first image they got was just a poster or whatever. But I'm assuming it's going to be sometime next year or the year after. Probably just next year, because it's going to be called Batman the Caped Crusader. And I'm excited to see this. This is going to be fucking cool. I want Batman. Give me more Batman. Next thing that came out, something that's really fucking cool. It goes along with, you know, with the DC universe. But this is the Elseworlds version of the DC universe. And... we've had these Injustice video games for quite a while, and they're really fucking dope video games. And we got news this week that they are doing an animated movie for the Injustice. And this is fucking cool. This is really fucking dope because, of course, you know, you don't expect, you would never expect them to do something like this because, of course, you know, it's one of those weirdly twisted stories that go in a totally different direction that we've seen in the comics. And it's fucking good.
Yeah, like, I just started playing, messing around with Injustice 2 again just because I got bored. and I wanted to see how it looks on the PS5. And yeah, man, it's a really great, it's one of the better fighting games out there. It's made by the people that made Mortal Kombat. The story itself is pretty crazy. The way it starts is that Joker does his Joker thing in Gotham, and he fucks with Superman, and he tricks Superman into thinking that he's fighting Doomsday, but he's really like kidding Lois. And when he takes Doomsday out to outer space, he ends up killing her, and Superman goes crazy, and he just kills Joker, and then it just turns into this whole big crazy shit. The comic's been going on for a while. Like it's like a whole civil war with the superheroes in it. It's actually really good. You see a lot of a much darker versions of everybody, like not just like the main guys, like everybody, because the comic book kind of expanded it, and like the video games don't have that many characters. I mean, they do have a lot of characters, but the way the comic book did it, like they just took it off and went running in a whole different direction to it, and it's actually really good. Comics are really good. They even fought He-Man in one of the comics.
Really? I
They
did
had a
not know that.
crossover. Yeah, they had a crossover of Injustice and He-Man. It's good, man. Like I can't see them fucking this up, because like literally all they have to do is copy the first, the games, because they're already there. Like the story is already there. So, yeah, and like I said, you see a lot of like way, way, way darker versions of every single DC character, because it's kind of like when it's like some people take Superman's side, some people take Batman's side, and Superman ends up taking over the world and there's all this shit. I mean, it's spoilery or whatever, but that's like the beginning of the fucking Injustice thing. Like it
That's
starts with
just
Superman, yeah. It starts with
a
Superman,
taste. Like here.
yeah. It starts with Superman killing Lois, so it's like, it's there. Like you're probably gonna see it in the first fucking trailer for it, whatever. I'm psyched for this. I can't see them fucking up. Actually, the one thing I forgot to mention earlier, I saw the Justice League or Justice Society movie that came out. That's like, I
Oh yeah,
guess
how was that?
the reboot of the DC animated universe.
Right, yeah.
And it's good. It's good. It's definitely worth seeing. Some of the weird vocal choices I just couldn't get behind, but it was actually really good. And they completely rebooted it, because it's like Flash meets Superman for the first time in it, and I think he kind of talks about Batman. But
Okay.
the Injustice stuff, like if it's done in that animation style and it's really good, I can't see how they can fuck this up, because it's a really good story. Like it just, which was surprising for a fucking video game. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it actually is a really good game. Like I wasn't. I'm not gonna say that I was surprised, because like I played it and I was like, "Oh, this game is so fun!" But I'm surprised that they're actually gonna do an animated thing, especially this soon after the games came out. Because the games came out a few years ago, it hasn't been too long since they came out. So the fact that
Yeah, 2019.
they've probably been in the
Or
talks of
18.
doing this for a very long time already.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's actually coming to fruition and it's gonna actually happen sometime soon, probably in the next couple of years. Very excited to see this.
Yeah, but that Justice Society, World War II, whatever it's called, it's definitely worth seeing.
Okay. I gotta check it out. And then the final thing that came out this week that I personally wasn't too, too taken. I wasn't too excited for it. Was we got the trailer for the teaser trailer for Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe Origins, and I wasn't so excited for it. It looks fun, but it also reminds me too much of every other G.I. Joe movie that's out, and I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah, it looks there's so much wrong in that fucking trailer alone. The only cool thing in that trailer was Scarlet. Scarlet actually looks like Scarlet, like red hair, white looking chick. That was like the only thing that I thought was cool. Like Snake Eyes is supposed to be like a mysterious character. They've never ever showed his face in any kind of any way, shape, or form. And then to start it up, he's like a pretty boy kind of dude running around being like super agent, and I'm like, I get it, but that's not Snake Eyes. Like
Like
I like that
I
they
get
got
that
a
they're tr yeah I like I get the fact that they're trying to build his origin story, but did they really have to go through all that?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, like, there's a lot of it that I like, though. Like, there's little touches in that trailer that are really cool. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, the rest of the movie's going to suck. Like, the Ashikagi symbol, like, the background thing, the tattoo that he and Snake Eyes for his clan, mm-hmm. that looks really cool. Like, the way they have it, like, you know, there. Some of the, like, you know, like, the fight scene between Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow looks pretty cool. But to me, it just doesn't look like nothing about that shit says Snake Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It makes some sense.
And there's like no G.I. Joe thing until the end when Scarlet pops up. So I was just right. like, it could have been any B action movie or yeah. straight to Netflix action movie. Like it doesn't like pop. And I'm like, yo, how hard is it to make a fucking good movie on characters like that are just already written for you? Like, I don't get that shit. Like,
yeah.
Snake Eyes is one of those like characters that if you do the stuff like on film the way it's done in the books, or even as like the background stuff and the mythology of G.I. Joe, it's really interesting. Even if you take out the G.I. Joe shit and just do Snake Eyes' story, like, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, he was an orphan, grew up with Snake Eyes, went to Vietnam, and I guess, you know, all the other shit that made him who he is. And then in Vietnam he gets hurt and he gets disfigured and he can't talk. Mm-hmm. I'm like really hesitant about this movie, man. Like I was kind of like I wanted to reserve judgment until it came out, but that trailer looks really bad. And like I was excited for it because like the people in the cast are really good and they've done really good movies. And you know, it's like a new cast, but I'm like, yo, dude, like people are trying way too fucking hard. It looks like they watched a bunch of fucking Marvel movies and like took out the kind of good parts and then threw it into a fucking trailer.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did, and I'm not like I said, I'm not very excited for it. Like,
yeah, it's a shame. It's such a cool, like, it's a really cool like cheesy property, but I don't understand how like Hollywood can't get it right. Like it's really weird to me how Hollywood just cannot get the shit right. Like, there's literally, it's just like the MCU. Like, all the mythology is there. All they have to do is kind of like tweak certain things, but like they tweak too much, or they tweak the wrong thing, and it just fucks up the entire thing, you know. And the first two G.I. Joe movies, they're fucking horrible. Like, they're really bad. I remember, like, I actually went to see them in the theater, and they're fucking bad movies, man.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
bad.
The funny thing is, like, I've seen it in theaters as well, and I'm like, why?
I mean, like I said, I'll just with the trailer, I'm not impressed, and it just gave me bad vibes. I'll hold real judgment to the movies out, but like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't. It looks. I'm good. I'm not excited for it. It looks okay, but it also, like I said, it reminds me too much of the G.I. Joe movies.
Like, nobody asked for this shit. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand why they couldn't just do a TV show on one of the streaming things. I mean,
right.
heard they were trying. Didn't we talk about them trying to do a Lady J show? Like,
yeah,
exactly. Months ago. Mm-hmm. And I know Hasbro, like the toy company, they're on a big push because they've started re-releasing the G.I. Joe toys again, and mm-hmm. I know they're pushing stuff. But yeah, man, like they could have just done so many other things, and it's just like, okay. And then you would think that during the fucking, you know, COVID shutdowns, they would fucking try to make a better movie. But no, they just made the same shitty movie again.
Yeah, absolutely. But who knows? They probably started filming this shit like 2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan. And it's like, it's one of the things that I grew up with really, really, really in my life. And yeah, man, I just think it's so fucking stupid that they can't fucking get this right. The one thing they can't get right, and it, like I said, all you gotta do is copy most of the shit that you know is out there in the mythology, either from the comics or the TV show. I think more the comic books, because the comic books they're actually better at storytelling.
Oh yeah, for sure, and they also have like years and years of G.I. Joe comics to actually go off of. The TV show didn't really go for that long. It only went for like what, 3 seasons?
No, the TV show went on for a while, but it's just that like they just made their own kiddie shit. Like, it was literally for like little kids.
Right.
That show was on for a while.
Okay. Yeah, but Snake Eyes, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, like they said, it's only a teaser trailer, so they might have better shit for the next one. So who knows? Who knows where really this will go? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I hope so. But that's it for the news for this week. We'll have more news next week, of course. But for this week, we're doing this done with the news, and we'll be back in a little bit with our
review and
our reviews and spoilers of fucking the Army of the Dead. But before we get into that, wanted to bring some music to you guys, like I always do. This week, I'm bringing light to some dude that put out a new album today. It's actually really good. He's a singer songwriter. I think I've featured him on the show previously. I don't remember. I think we did a long time ago. But talking about Aaron Jones, he's a great singer, great songwriter, great guitarist. Very very similar to some Jimi Hendrix. Very good guitar riffs. Very good, you know, everything. I'm a big fan. He came out with the album today. And it's very fucking exciting. So check it out. And I'll be right back.
Motor city, motor turn. Got no quitting, just a little bit of out of control. Never something keeping me from selling myself. You hit me like a lightning strike from the sky.
That was a fun song. Yeah. I'm a big fan of his. Like I've been listening to him for a little while. Charlie actually put me onto him a few months ago. And listening on and on to some of his songs, and I'm like really, really fucking good. I like it. Now into our spoiler review of Army of Darkness. Army of Darkness. Army of the Dead. Why would I say Army of Darkness? I guess it kind of makes sense. But yeah, Army of the Dead, done by Zack Snyder for Netflix. And it's a zombie movie. It's a zombie movie from fucking Zack Snyder. And it's fucking cool. Give it a little bit of a summary.
Army of the Dead is Zack Snyder's return to horror and zombie horror, because he did the remake of Dawn of the Dead back in the 2000s and 2004, 3? And it follows a group of, I guess, thieves and mercenaries. They get hired by some bankers or whatever, they get hired by somebody to break into a casino in Vegas. Vegas has been overrun by zombies. They sealed it off, Escape from New York style, with like a big giant wall of like containers. And Vegas is just like, has just been given over to the undead. And, you know, someone hires his mercenary crew to go into Vegas in one of the casinos and break into one of the vaults, because the U.S. government has decided to totally nuke Vegas off the map to get rid of everything. And so, yeah, so these guys go in. It's like a Dirty Dozen zombie style movie. And it's fun. I was really shocked. I didn't think Zach had another good horror movie in him. I'm actually like eating my words for a lot of stuff, because I didn't think that the Snyder Cut was going to be good. And I was really shocked that it is good. And then, you know, this was like, I knew it was going to be fun, but I didn't realize how fun and how good it was going to be. It's got some really cool funny parts. Some of the death scenes were fucking hilarious. A lot of the jokes in it were actually really good. I liked it. The flow of it was really good. It doesn't get too predictable until like the second half, or like the last 40 minutes, 45 minutes, when like shit starts to hit the fan and it started dying off. I was like, all right, who's next? it was cool. I was like really, really pleasantly surprised. It's a fun movie. I had a couple of issues with it, and I'll get into that, you know, when we start talking for real. But it's a fun, you know, it's a little long, but it's fun.
It's a lot of long.
Yeah, that was one of the things. Well, I'll get into that later. It's a good horror movie. It's a good zombie movie. Again, like Mortal Kombat, I think it's one of the movies that you just cannot take too seriously. I mean, it's a zombie movie. But it was good. I think Romero would have been proud. Like, The smart zombie thing he started with, what the hell was the name of the Land of the Dead? Yeah, he was bullshit. He fucking did it in Day of the Dead with I forgot his name, the zombie dude that's on the box, that's on the cover. Like, you know, he was teaching him how he was able to teach that zombie stuff. I forgot his fucking name. Bub, yeah, I think it was Bub or something like that. But yeah, like Romero already started the smart zombie thing. Romero just never did fast zombies. But like, you know, it's the zombies in this movie aren't your typical usual mindless zombies.
And some of them are, but yeah, a lot of them have evolved.
Yeah, a lot of them have evolved just because it's you know, zombie world. Logic and science don't think too hard about it. Seeing the different parts of the zombies and stuff, and like seeing the different types of zombies was pretty cool. The zombie animal stuff was cool. I had fun with it. I think it's a really good ride. I think there's a couple of issues I had with it, but yeah, like I said, I'll get into it after you talk.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was kind of cool was actually that the fact that they actually did do the whole the zombie animals thing, because we haven't really seen that much other than like zombievers, but like
or Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, Game of Thrones too. Yeah, but it's cool to actually that they actually kind of incorporated, you know, zombie animals, because of course one thing that we've always known basically, like, oh yeah, the animals can't get harmed by the disease or whatever, or the spread of this zombie thing. So seeing them actually do it for this was actually pretty interesting, because how does it work? But I get it, you know, the zombie winds up trying to eat the tiger in this, and it's actually looks pretty fucking cool. Like the way that the design of it looks pretty fucking cool. I like the way they did it. But overall, like I enjoyed the hell out of it. Like there was a lot of good things in it. Like there's a lot of good action in it. The story's actually really good. The fact that Dave Bautista is like the seriousness in this movie as compared to what we've seen him in, like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff, he's usually like jokey. But in a lot of his other movies, he's not necessarily like, you know, serious character in a movie. But he's actually really good. He's actually probably the best part of the movie. And it's a fun movie, like you've said before. It is really fun. I like the way they did it. I like the direction that they went in with it, because I wasn't expecting much of it other than it's going to be, you know, the typical popcorn zombie flick. But it was actually really fun. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, there was a lot to like in it. And there's a couple of things that we didn't like, but I'll get into that. I keep fucking saying it. I was going to keep talking about it. The gore in this. Because this came out in the movies too. The gore in this, for a mainstream big budget blockbuster movie for Netflix, is really fucking well done. Yeah. We've talked about certain movies with CGI in the daytime, mm-hmm. and I could not stop like rewinding shit because it looks so good. Nothing looked. Like, the CGI in this was better than the CGI in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, sure. A lot of the one thing I hate CGI blood because it just doesn't look right. But the way mm-hmm. they pulled it off in this, man, it's fucking really good.
Yeah.
The gore, the special effects, everything about it, they made Atlantic City look like Vegas, and which I think is a miracle in of itself. the story I had a couple problems with. I actually didn't like, I mean, Brian, the other geek, Brian really hated it, and I agree with him that I think, and I disagree with you, I think that Bautista was, like, the worst part. Because it's like, first off, the guy's had so much fucking plastic surgery that, like, his face just looks weird to me. Like, he doesn't have expressions anymore. Like, he's got so much, like, filler or Botox or whatever that, like, and he doesn't need it. Like, I was just watching this thing about, like, his movies and stuff. Like a video, like a recap of his career, and I was like, "Yo, he doesn't need that shit. Like, he looks old. I mean, because he's old. Like, he doesn't need to look that fucking stupid. Like, because what movie was it? The Blade Runner sequel. He's the first replicant that this dude gets in the beginning, and he doesn't have any makeup on. He doesn't have any of that fucking Botox shit. He just looks like an older guy. There's nothing wrong with that, dude. Like, you know, grow old gracefully instead of fucking putting all this shit in your face." Because it's really bad here, because, like, he's, like, the lead. So they're always on his face, and I'm like, dude, like, also, you can tell he got hurt or something, because there's a couple of scenes where he can't turn left. Yeah. Like, you notice he can't turn left, and I was like, it's just an odd fucking choice, man. I was like, I don't want to shit him too much, because I think he's done really good stuff, and I think his career path is, like, is really good for him.
It's evolved from him actually being a wrestler to actually, you know,
being an actor, like a real actor. I think his attitude with certain things is kind of stupid, but whatever. He takes acting seriously, and I gotta respect that. And he's getting better, but at the same time, man, like, that fucking plastic surgery shit, like, just really threw me off. Because it's the one thing I noticed, and I was like, oh my god. But everybody else, like, it's a weird, like, ensemble of, like, people we've seen in other shit, but we don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, like, Chambers, the hot Vasquez-looking one.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the Mortal Kombat web series that I told you about. And she's, like, And, like, you know, you've seen these people and other stuff, but I didn't know this dude. I don't watch Empire, but Vaughn or whatever his name is, he's in Empire. The guard, Cummings, the guard, he's in, you know, Luke Cage and some other shit. I think he was in Sons of Anarchy, but I don't watch that. I like the cast. I love the special effects. Tig Notaro fucking cracked me up. Like,
yeah,
I
know she actually took the role off of that whole
this idiot
shenanigans.
From last year, man. But she was really funny. Like, I really liked the character. She kind of stole the movie for me.
Yeah.
But the one thing, like, what else was it that I was like, fuck. The yeah, it's good. It's fun. Like, I've seen people like fucking bitching about it already, but I'm like, yo, like, and it's like the weird backlash that Mortal Kombat got too. Like, these movies are not supposed to be Oscar winners. These movies are not supposed to be put like on anything. Like, they're not supposed to be taken seriously. No. The horror movie, zombies, just get used to it. Like, it was really cool. But yeah, again, a lot of this, yeah, go ahead.
It's one of those. Why are people complaining? These movies are summer blockbusters. They're supposed to be shoot 'em up. Just have fun. Yeah, don't expect fucking much of a story. Yeah.
I dug like the stuff that he added to the mythos. You know, like, these are separate. This isn't like a sequel to Dawn of the Dead. This is like a separate, mm-hmm. self-contained little movie. But like the little things, the little touches that they did, like the fact that when they first walk in, all the regular zombies are like kind of dormant because they've just, mm-hmm. been staying in the sun.
Yeah,
totally brilliant. Anybody knows anything about the way a body fucking decomposes in the sun? Those zombies wouldn't last more than a fucking 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops.
Yeah, yep.
And stuff like that. Like, I really, really dug it. And
yeah. Especially in the hot ass Vegas sun.
Yeah, on the set pieces. The action, like, once the movie starts, dude, it's like, even that, like, the opening scene, that credits thing was really cool. Like, I kind of, mm-hmm. like, I was like, wow, like, this motherfucker got it. He did it again. I was like, yeah. I was really, really surprised. I was like,
the slow mo actually worked on this.
Yeah, like, there wasn't even that much slow motion. I mean, some of it was kind of stupid, but like, yeah. I think he used his slow motion cards in the beginning of the opening credit scene.
Yep.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, the usual Zack Snyder shit, like, didn't annoy me this time. Like, it was, what I thought was fucking hilarious is, like, once people start dying, like, they all start dying. I was like, holy shit, like, mm-hmm. that was, like, the one predictable thing. Like, it was so fucking hilarious seeing when that chick got her neck snapped. And I was like, oh, like,
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, all right, yeah, they're all gonna start dying now. And it was pretty cool, man. They try to explain it, like, Lily, the coyote character, tries to, like, explain shit, and she does a really good job. Yeah. Man, like, I thought it was a really good movie, man. I saw it twice already today. But then again, like, I'm a fucking horror zombie nerd. Like, I love those movies. Like,
yeah,
those are the movies that fucking scared the fuck out of me, and those were the movies that when I was a kid, and those are the movies that got me into horror once, mm-hmm. I realized, you know, like, the craft and the magic behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said before, and I've said, I'm gonna keep saying it, I think Romero would be proud. It's a really fun movie. He did some things better than he took ideas that Romero did or had and took them to places that Romero couldn't take them to. But I really, really dug it. I thought it was really good. Yeah, man, like, my only complaint was, like, every time they fucking, like, zoomed in on Bautista, I'm like, yo, dude, smile. Like, I can't fucking tell what's going on. Like, I can't tell if he's, like, happy, sad, or, like, constipated. Right.
Like, why are you so bitch faced?
Yeah, but like, other than that, I was like, it's really good. I'm curious to see what's gonna happen next with this, if they end up doing another one. I know they're supposed to do like a prequel with the German dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be doing that like next year or something. Well,
that'd be interesting.
Apparently the German dude's like a big German actor, and he's like a director too, so he's gonna do his own thing. Yeah, man, some of the jokes are really fucking funny.
Yeah,
where the German guy screamed had me dying.
That was hilarious, yo.
Yeah.
When they were going to get to the safe, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Because he's the code breaker, so they needed him to do everything for the safe and everything. So they wound up getting a bunch of zombies to actually walk through to try to get to the safe safely, because to let off all the booby traps.
Yeah. That was funny, yeah.
when they microwave the hand. I mean, giant.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, a lot of the ideas that they had, like, for this, it was really funny, a really fun movie. I'm just like, I cannot believe I'm liking. I like two Zack Snyder things. Like, it was really, really fun. I actually really dug it. And did you catch the beginning when they had Sean Spicer as one of him? That was pretty funny too.
That was funny.
The comments that the lady made, she's like, "Oh, so we got to wear a mask all the time." Mm-hmm. I started cracking up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I know some people are gonna fucking nitpick and hate it, whatever, but I thought it was really good. This shit made more sense than fucking the last two seasons of Walking Dead, right? So if anybody complains, I'm just gonna point to Walking Dead. Yeah. It's great, it's fun, check it out. It's
Yeah.
It is way too fucking long. That's like my only complaint. Like
that's
it is job. Way too fucking long. But like the action and stuff starts picking up halfway through the movie, and like, cause I don't even think they make it to they make it to inside the they make it inside Vegas like on the first hour. So like, there's more shit going on. Like you still have another 90 minutes left, and it's really good.
Yeah.
I love the way they killed off the Martin dude, the one that was like trying to fuck him over. It was cool.
With the tiger eating his face.
Yeah, I just ate his head. I was like, yo.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love the fact that they actually went all the way with the gore for it. Like when the fact that you see the fucking tiger actually ripping off his face and shit, ripping off, biting his head and shit. And then also when he went before that, when he actually like took the string and cut the chick's head.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was fucking cool. Obviously, like I'm talking about fucking decapitating and shit. But but even from the first zombie scene that you see was when you see the alpha zombie or whatever.
Yeah, when it escapes.
He rips off the dude's mouth.
Yeah. Like pulled off his jaw.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah, man. I mean, this movie is like made for drinking games. Like every time somebody gets killed, take a shot. Every time a German guy screams, take a shot.
Yeah.
Every time they do a close up of Bautista and his son Sirius, take a shot.
every time the Spanish guy says something, you should take a shot too.
It was cool, man. But I think the only thing I really, really, really didn't like, and it's something I didn't like from Dawn of the Dead, was the zombie baby shit. I don't know what Zack Snyder has why he's trying to make that a thing, but I'm like, dude, like, it's not gonna work. just stop. But it was good. I give it, two thumbs way up, and I definitely recommend it, with the caveat that this is definitely something for horror movies fans and like zombie fans and Zack Snyder fans. That's the one thing. Like, if you're not into horror, it's just gonna be really stupid. It's just gonna be like people running around shooting shit and like really fucked up gore. But it's actually really good. And I can't stress enough how good the special effects are in this. I really hate CGI in horror now. Like, I really do. But there was no way they could do this movie without CGI. And the way it was done is so fucking good. Like, it's like Emmy Oscar worthy. It was really good. Like, you couldn't see where like the makeup ends and the fucking CGI starts. Like, it's really fucking good. Mm-hmm. And I'm into this shit. Like, I've seen every zombie movie there is, from like the fucking 1980 and 70 and like Italian shit to like whatever happens now. I see all that shit, and this movie was really well done, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing that actually I fucking loved about it was the fact that the blood splatter. Whenever you shot somebody, you got the blood splatter in the camera.
Yeah.
They did that a lot in this. Like,
and it didn't look bad. And in the daytime, everything was like brightly lit, which I fucking love. Ever since, I forgot what movies we were talking about. You mentioned it. Ever since you said that, like, I noticed it now in movies. Like, if they can pull that shit off in daytime, then they got it right.
Yeah. Because we've gotten to the point that, like, the movies Godzilla,
that CGI looks Godzilla. Good. Godzilla. Yeah. Godzilla.
Yeah. Like, CGI looks good in daytime now. You don't have to do everything at nighttime anymore.
Yeah. I was fucking blown away by that shit, man. Like, they really nailed it. Even I really liked the beginning scene though. Like, I remember watching it, I think last week when they did the 15-minute preview on YouTube, and I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
I hope Netflix gives him another movie. I hope Zach does another horror movie at some point in the future. I wish the guy the best of luck. He's been through some shit the last couple of years. I know he's a bit of an asshole, but whatever. Like, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really do much about it. But yeah, it's a fun flick. I definitely recommend it. Like, if you're into zombie movies, you're into, that type of thing, it's fun. It's a fun watch. It's not necessarily like, the best thing ever, but it is actually a fun watch. It's definitely worth watching. It's definitely worth just sitting down for 2.5 hours for.
Yeah, that's the one thing, man. I can't stress enough. Like, it's long. Like, just sit there and just like go for it. But if you want a little trick, just every time you see Bautista start talking with his daughter or a woman, just fast forward. Yeah. You when they stop talking, then you can get back to the movie. That cuts about 20 minutes. Yeah, man, it's good. It's fun. I kind of wish Brian was on because we would have been fucking arguing. Because I don't understand how like people watch certain things, and I'm like, you got to be that harsh about it. Like, yeah. It is what it is, dude. If you can't, I mean, I've said it a billion times on the show. Like, if you can't, like, you know, disconnect your brain from your logic center when you're watching this kind of shit, you're gonna have a bad time.
Fictional characters.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah. The only thing I didn't like was the baby thing. And the way they tried really hard to make Bautista like a serious actor guy. But other than that, I'm actually really curious to see how he is in Dune. Like, what the fuck, how he's going to be in a Dune movie. Because I know he plays like one of the main bad guys.
Yeah.
And
he's going to be super serious face.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the episode title, Super Serious Face.
Super Serious Face. But yeah, no, it was good. Out of the recent movies that have been coming out lately, I think it's definitely better than Mortal Kombat, and I had way more fun with this than I did with Nobody, and I was looking forward to Nobody a lot too. So,
yeah, but, yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. We definitely we both approve of this movie. So yeah, go check it out, and like always, go to innercityeast.net. Go check out everything we got there. Got a whole bunch of shit. Of course, we got this show. We got Bryce and Jay Presents. We got Anime World, Manga Time. It's all the shits. I forget. Inner City Geeks webcomic. Inner City Geeks turntable. Inner City Geeks first watch. The ICGPW Slamcast. Good Games. So much fucking shit are Inner City Geeks on it. So go check all that shit out. Then we also have links to places that you can go. That's pretty fucking cool. There are places like Amazon. You get some Amazon shit for freezies. Go check that out. Then there's also SoulSick Clothing Company. You get some cool clothes from there. SoulSick Clothing. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Then there's some beardy goodness at Beard Octane. Type in ICG10 for 10% off. And then, what else is the other one? CBDMD. Go check that out. Go check them out. They're pretty cool. They got some good CBD stuff over there. Go check that out. And Fast and Last Place. Sideshow Collectibles. Go check out that. Get some cool shit over there. And you can find the show on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Google Podcast, and SoundCloud. So you can check us out on all of those places. And then you can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on Instagram at innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks. Renee, where can we find you, sir?
I'm DarthBX on everything, so one word, DarthBX. And yeah.
Nice. And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And pretty much wraps it up. So say goodbye, sir.
Adios, and be safe out there, people.
Yeah, be safe, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for giving us just another fucking week, right? Don't be a dick. But always remember, there's a geek show here at the earth. Oh, and also, rest in peace, Paul Mooney.
And I give it up to white folks. They know what to say in court. Niggas, we don't know what to say. Them white folks know how to, serial killers, you know that. I saw some shit on Showtime where the serial killers from driving from state to state killing people and wasn't stopping for gas. That shit, I was by myself. That shit scared shit out of me. I tried to turn to HBO. I got scared. Because they crazy. White folks will kill you. Don't even have to know you. Why you won't see them dead. Crazy as cat shit. And got all the answers in court. They asked the crazy white man, why did you kill your wife? I was sleepwalking. This is a very unusual case. We'll have to study it. Crazy nigga, why'd you kill your wife? I was sleepwalking. Oh, nigga, really? Well, we're going to put you to sleep. We're going to put an end to all of this. No, nigga, there'll be no more walking around. Crazy white man, why did you wake up and kill everybody in the house? I don't remember. He doesn't remember. What an unusual case. We'll have to study this. Crazy nigga, why did you wake up in the project and kill everybody? I don't remember. 2,000 years, nigga, I bet you will remember. Crazy white man, why did you wake up and kill everybody on your block? I'm 12 different personalities. 12 different people? How unusual. We'll have to study this. Crazy nigga, why did you wake up and kill everybody at BET on your job? Because I'm 12 different personalities. Oh, really, nigga? Well, pick who you want to be, because some nigga's going to jail. Bob, Fred, we don't give a damn. A nigga's going to jail today. They don't let us get away with bullshit. The white folks can talk shit all day long. And everybody believes it. The complexion for the protection. Look at that white man. Has all, he'll say anything. Niggas, Puerto Ricans, don't you write on the wall. It's against the law. Graffiti! And then he'll find a mountain and put his face on it. Oh, he's a bitch. Read my lips. This white man's in the space program. Has lost two space probes worth $142 million apiece. He's the only person free enough to get on TV. Well, shit happens. Let's move on. Let a nigga lose one space probe. They will build a rocket ship. Nigga, get in the rocket ship. Go find the space probe. Don't come back, nigga, if you don't find it. And take this little ugly-ass monkey with you.